Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All righty.
Well, I got a couple callers here. Let me take them real quick before we get started. Hey, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, congratulations. You're on the air, man. I've been missing you, man, for almost 4 or 5 days, man. I needed the word, man.
Amen, amen. Yeah, Blog Talk had some issues going on, and, but they're working again, so hopefully that they won't do that again.
Hey, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you, man, who's that band that sings on the cover of your show, man?
No.
Who that song? That song you keep playing at the start of the show, man. Who is that?
Oh, boy, you talking about Pastor Vio? Pastor Vio, he was an individual that used to be with my ministry, and he decided to go on his own.
No, I'm not talking about no Vio, man. I'm talking about the song. The song you play every time for the show song.
That's Hallelujah to the Lamb by Chana Carter.
Cameron Carter?
Yeah, Chana Carter.
All right, man. Hey, man, you can take the next call, man. Good hearing you, man. I'm so happy, brother. I'm going to hear the word today.
I'm glad you're here to hear it. Amen.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let's take another caller here. 111, you are on the air.
Welcome back after your suspension. What'd you do to get in trouble?
I didn't get a suspension. It was Blog Talk Radio. They were not working.
But what'd you say to Veal? Made Veal turn it off for 4 days. What happened?
I didn't say anything to Veal. Veal didn't turn it off.
Must have got him pretty mad.
I didn't say anything to Veal.
Suspended. The show's got canceled.
No, but it wasn't canceled. It was Blog Talk Radio. They emailed me today and apologized for the inconvenience.
What about your manager? Your manager turned it off because you were misbehaving.
that's not true, Grover. So, okay, that's not true. Okay.
Could I get a sub job?
No, you can't, Grover. Ask Pastor Veal for that.
I don't have his number. Do you?
No, I don't have his number.
Damn it.
I understand Pastor Veal is really good at it.
All right. Hello. This is Grover. Hello.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Goodbye.
All righty. Well, that's silliness. Okay, glad we got that over. Okay, well, I'm gonna play. Oh, wait, we got another caller. 111.
Yeah, can I thank Pastor Veal for restoring your account? We needed you to minister on the radio, and without his grace and hard work, it would never have been done.
Pastor Veal had nothing to do with it. It was Blog Talk Radio all the time.
He had everything to do with it, sir. He even started the petition with... Yes, he did. He started a petition with the Discord users to get Blog Talk to give you priority on fixing the account.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Are you calling someone a liar?
Yeah, I'm calling a real liar.
Jesus is saying they have a person who's guilty should throw the first stone. Have you ever lied?
Oh, yeah, I've lied. Sure have.
So should you be throwing stones at Pastor Veal?
I'm not for casting any stones. I'm just simply stating the truth. Amen.
How do you know it's the truth? Were you working at Blog Talk?
No, they sent me an email today apologizing for the inconvenience that they had trouble on.
After Veal spent days trying to get your account back. They suspended you for a reason.
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
All right, Ken. I think at least you should say thank you for getting you back on.
I think Veal didn't have anything to do with it.
I thought he was your manager.
No, he's not.
Why have you turned down all of his requests to help? He's offered so many times.
I don't need his help.
Well, clearly you do, because you just endured a 4-day suspension, and he was behind it.
I didn't have a 4-day suspension. That was Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to say it again, Johnny. Okay?
Well, okay. I'm not your child. Don't yell at me. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not your kid.
Evidently, you must be. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
If I was your kid, I would say, okay.
I'd like to know where I could get one of those gum jobs.
You don't get them here. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some music here to get us started. All righty.
Thank you. in the garden. I am hiding and you're chasing after me. And your heart never changes. Always breaking all the shame that covers me. You gave your son to die on your birth. Thank you.
What did his people do to you that you have brought so great a stain upon him? So I said, do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people, they are set on evil. For they said to me, make us gods that shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it in the fire, and this calf came out. Now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is in the Lord's side, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. And he said to them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, let every man put a sword on his side and go in and out from entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. So the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men and people fell that day. And Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, that he may bestow on you a blessing this day for every man that opposes his son and his brother. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin. So now I will go up to the Lord, and perhaps I can make an atonement for your sins. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, although these people have committed a great sin and made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive your sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book, which you have written. And the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot them out of my book. Now therefore, go lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit for punishment, I will visit punishment upon them for their sin. So the Lord plagued the people because of what they had did with the calf which Aaron made. Amen. And I hope this message from the Bible is a blessing to you all. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord God to be your Savior, Jesus Christ, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you're out there listening, and you've said this prayer, okay, and you want to come on the air, all you have to do is call 657-383-1487. Once again, call 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on. And you can tell the world that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Okay, let's take a caller here. 111. You're on there.
Yeah, can I thank Pastor Veal for fixing all this? It's nice to hear you back here.
Pastor Veal didn't fix it. It was Block Talk Radio.
Well, can you put him on?
Pastor Beal's not here.
Well, ask him to call you.
Huh?
Ask him to call you.
He can call if he wants to.
All right, I just want to confirm with your manager there.
He's
going to get me advertising rates for your show.
No, there was problems with Block Talk Radio. I'm not going to mention this again. It was with them. They apologized. They sent me an email saying sorry for the inconvenience. that they were out of order.
Well, there's a big log. I guess he got you on the first person to fix. Hey, listen, he gave me a list of prices for the ads, including the shout-out prices. How much do you charge directly if I go through you instead of your manager?
I'm not charging anything for shout-out prices.
Really?
Really.
All right, well, can I give you one for free? My landlord, Miss Stickle.
Okay, give a shout-out to your landlord.
Yeah, her name is Tess.
Tess. Okay, give a shout-out to your landlord.
Tess.
Tess. Okay, Tess.
Tess Stickles.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you. You saved me $10.
All right. Nope, nobody gets any money. Shout-outs are free. Okay, me speaking of shout-outs, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know you're out there listening, so I want to say God bless y'all. Okay, keep on listening. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to play some more great godly music here. All righty. And play a song called Come and Clean by Spencer Anderson.
Yeah. I wanted to come clean. broken, and underneath it all.
And I'm going to give you a chance to apologize to me.
Apologize for what, Johnny?
Well, you're being mean to me earlier. You yelled at me like
I wasn't mean to you. I was simply stating a statement that Pastor Beal had nothing to do with this.
I don't know why you had to holler at me about it. You called me a dumbass, Ken.
Oh, well, I apologize for calling you a dumbass.
All right, let's go to the next call.
All right, 111, you're on air.
Well, I'd like to thank Pastor Beal for getting you back on your show. Thank you, Beal. Are you happy, kid, that Beal had the show?
Beal didn't do nothing. Goodbye. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, anyway, now that we got that clear that Beal had nothing to do with the cancellation of the show, okay, it was all Blog Talk.
Did they say what exactly caused it, or?
They were having problems on their end.
And so you're certain that Beal had nothing to do with it?
Yes, I'm positive Beal had nothing to do with it.
Well, I wish Beal was here to talk about it and explain it.
Well, maybe you should send him a message and tell him to come on here and explain why he would do such a thing.
I have, but he's spending all of his time with his wife. Apparently, they're in the bed all the time, so I don't know what the deal is. It seems like you could just climb on and off her. You know, maybe once, but I don't know why it needs to be 24 hours a day. He's unavailable.
That just goes to show you that he didn't do anything to the show. He didn't cancel it. He's too busy jumping on and off his wife.
Oh. I think between rounds with his wife, he was working behind the scenes trying to be your manager. And when you refused, he took control and had your show suspended.
No, he didn't do that.
Okay. Well, we'll wait until he calls in. Probably won't be tonight because he's probably climbing on her.
Yeah, well, It's like, that's like climbing Mount Everest.
Are you saying she's a big woman?
I don't know. I think she is.
All right. Well, let's take more calls.
Yeah, okay. 111, you're on the air.
Sorry, speak to Beal.
Beal's not here.
Put him on.
He's
your manager,
here.
He runs the show.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't run the show, and he's not my manager.
I've seen his card. He's your manager. Says it on his card. Do you have a card that says you're the manager? That you own GRM anymore? No.
Well, I own GRM, and I will always own GRM, and that's it. Goodbye, Colin. Okay.
What about the business
card? Goodbye, Jack. Hey, actually, why don't you call in and or push the one key and say something to folks? Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Pass the phone over to Beal. I need to ask him a question.
Beal's not here. Grover.
I misunderstood the person that just was on the line that said they were going to call talk to Beal. I thought he's sitting next to you as a manager.
No, he's not sitting next to me. He's not a manager.
Thanks for calling, Grover.
Yep, thanks for calling. 111, you're on the air.
I didn't hang up.
111, you're on the air.
Hello. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, there you say. I have to say goodbye, caller. I'm going once, going twice, going three
goodbye,
times,
caller.
Goodbye.
Bad caller.
All right. All righty. Well, seems like we got no more callers. Okay.
Where's Tony Farrar? What's he doing?
He's watching TV.
What kind of shows he watch?
I don't know. Last time I checked, he was watching Green Acres.
I remember that show back in the day. That was a good show. Was that on the TV? I didn't know that was still on the TV.
It's on Wii TV.
What are the shows they got?
It's on Wii TV.
What are the shows they got?
They got Hogan's Heroes.
I got a bunch of old shows.
They got old shows, okay? Beverly Hillbillies, things like that.
That's a good one. Times.
No, they don't have good times.
That's too bad.
Let's try another call here. One. Okay,
Ashley.
Goodbye.
That was Ashley.
No, it was an echo caller.
Dickie Hopper?
Say what?
Is that Dickie Hopper? He's the one that says Rectum.
Yeah, that's Dickie Hopper. He's good with alcohol.
Wonder how he does that.
I don't know.
Probably uses a computer.
Maybe. Well, anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for today. Amen.
Amen.
The Father says that you are called to be the light in the earth. While all those groping darkness and the police around you, I said in my word, I would send deliverers out of Zion, and that is part of your calling. as you go about your day, let your contribution to every person you meet be at peace and comfort no matter what they are going through. It is necessary to grieve that things may look bleak or without hope. It doesn't take any insight or talent to acknowledge what the enemy is doing. So put your attention on what I am doing and direct others to what I am doing in your situation as well, whether they realize it or not. I came into earth that I might bring forth life and life more abundantly. Express that life and that hope to all that you meet. Find a way in even the most casual interaction to leave your peace, as I instructed the apostles to leave their peace in every place they travel. Refuse to be self-contained, that you may wall yourself away from the needs and struggles of those around you. The most put-together persons you meet, if they don't know me or are languishing in darknesses, show them the light. Show them who I am by allowing the life I have filled you with to be made manifest in helpful and substantiated ways by the merest glance or kind word or gentle encouragement out of your mouth. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Well, let's take some more callers here. Okay. 111.
That was Ashley again.
111, you're on
there.
They hung up. Okay. I guess they didn't want to say nothing. Oh, well.
Jerks.
I'm going to end this program now. I'm going to say God bless everybody. I'm glad Blog Talk is working again. Okay, and we'll have another show tomorrow night. Hopefully with Pastor
Amen.
Wanda. You should join us tomorrow night.
Figured I'd call in since Richard Hopper's pretending to be me.
Yeah, he's pretending
good
to be
good to know that I now know who it is. Always been wondering.
Yeah, he's good like that.
Yep. Good to see you back on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a big thank you to Pastor Veal for letting Ken back on.
Pastor Veal had nothing to do with this, actually. It was all Blog Talk Radio. They were having problems on their end, and they apologized for the inconvenience.
So Veal owns Blog Talk Radio?
No, he doesn't own Blog Talk Radio.
Is Johnny Longfeather still on?
Yeah, he is. He's on mute because he was echoing.
Oh, can you bring him back on?
Yeah, sure.
Hi!
He's echoing. That's Johnny echoing. Okay, so Johnny dropped. Okay, let's take another caller. 111, you're on air.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, kid?
Hey, what's up, Beanie?
Órale. Hey, did Bill have something to do with that?
Say what?
Did Veal have something to do with the Black Talk?
No, he didn't have nothing to do with it.
Or was it BBS?
It was neither one of them. It was Block Talk. It was bad.
Oh, okay. You can put me back on mute.
Okay. 111, you're on air.
Hello, how you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is Joseph Robinette. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I got the memo, so I figured I'd call in. And I wanted to thank you both and everyone who had anything to do with bringing the show back to Pastor Veal and to you. And it's a great show and people love it. And if there's an ice cream truck, I'm going to go get ice cream. But I just want to say that you have a good show. And, you know, there's, when we left Afghanistan, we did it correctly. And Hunter, I have no business with him. Or I don't know of his business. But, Pastor Ken, I wanted to ask you, as a gay man, are you for or against abortion and gay marriage and gay abortions?
Well, I've never really heard anything about gay abortions, but I'm for gay marriage.
What about abortions?
Abortions in general, I guess people have the right to do what they want to do with their bodies. Okay, but but technically, I don't believe in abortion. Okay, but I believe that people do have the right to do what they want to do.
What about gay abortions?
I haven't heard anything about gay abortions.
They have a way of finding out the gender of the baby, if it's male or female or gay, and you could abort it. It's a gay abortion.
I don't think you can abort if it's gay, just because it's gay. No.
A lot of people are doing it. And I also wanted to congratulate you on beating Down syndrome.
I didn't have Down syndrome.
Oh, didn't you have some kind of... Didn't you have some kind of disease or something? A disorder? Some kind of retardation?
No. No, I didn't have any retardation.
But didn't you wear a helmet one time for several years?
No. Never wore a helmet.
Why'd you take it off?
Never wore a helmet.
Would you ever throw poop at people passing by? You?
No.
You weren't.
Goodbye. Okay, 111. Okay, you're on air.
You take the water. The water made you gay. This is Alex Jones. The water's making the freaking frogs gay.
Okay.
Hello?
918, you're on air.
Yeah, I'm your... DoorDash driver, I can't find your place. I have an order here from Lucy's Cakes. It's a gay bakery.
Don't know anything about Lucy's Cakes.
Well, I'm driving around DoorDash.
Goodbye. Okay, all right. 510, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's that, Tommy?
Have you watched that movie Apocalypto?
No.
Well, long story short, it's about the Mayan or Aztec civilization, and it's about their final days before they are conquered by Christian explorers from Europe. And the film, it kind of alludes to the fact that, you know, the civilization is in its final days. Like, there's like a scene where the main character ends up being a slave, and then he walks through a burned down village, and then he meets a little girl that talks to him like that, like God possessed her, telling him that his entire civilization is doomed, and it's inevitable. And then, as a spoiler, at the end of the movie, the slave and his family go free, and they see that the Christians are about to make dock on their land, and then they just, you know, feed a scene, something like that. But you gotta accept Veal because it's becoming inevitable.
Yeah, I don't accept Veal. Sorry.
Why not?
Because he's not worthy of being accepted.
Well, if you just let him talk, maybe he has a proposal for you. Because maybe, like, this is coming from me. I think your time, like, your time of how you run the show, you know, the usual way that you run things, it's kind of like a worn-out door. Like, the door hinges are just rusting out, and the wood on the door is just getting rotted. Replace the door. You gotta start fixing stuff up. You gotta bring the house back to its former glory because everything's falling apart. So, if you listen to Veal, he can help you because all these technical issues and all these absences, you realize you got a fan base that depends on you, right?
Yeah.
So, and I know that you're an old guy and you're kind of like you're kind of like really just set in your ways and everything, but we're kind of in the future, and the future is constantly changing, but nature is always in flux. So there's all something different's always going to happen, like same shit but different day, or different day, stuff like that. So, just think about it, Ken. You don't want to keep on the same hamster wheel forever, because that should not be the life you live.
Okay.
Veal may have a personality sometimes, but he's trying to get your attention, and he's trying to appeal to you. And the circle of Blog Talk shows is getting smaller and smaller because, well, Kent's show is dog shit because it got ran right into the friggin' ground thanks to Kent and all the co-hosts he had. Joe Gibson's has never been that relevant at all, and he just gets worse and worse. And if you let him on the show, he still gets worse. Like, how worse can you get? And Tony Gaga is just, like, not around, and we don't know when he's going to come back around. And all that's left is you, and one of your best qualities is that you still try to do a show.
Yeah, I will continue to do a show. Yep. Unless Blog Talk is messing up again. Okay, then I have to wait till they fix it.
Right. So, Ken, just be open to collaboration.
Okay.
You can put me on mute at all.
Okay, Tommy. Thank you. All right, 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey,
how are you, Kenny? Kenny.
I'm doing great, Fake Tony. How are you doing?
This is the real Tony at Kenny.
No, it's not.
I just wanted to remind everyone that Kenny knows how to fuck. Kenny.
Yes, you're on.
Kenny, I just wanted also to... Kenny.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention to Phil, okay? Don't make me put you back in the cage. Say thank you, Phil. Be nice, Kenny.
Okay. Goodbye, Big Tony.
All right. You know, they're all bringing up really good points. I think you kind of need Phil.
No, I don't need Phil, actually.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless. Okay. Thank you for chiming in and give a shout-out to Mike Hunt. Okay, Ashley, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Tommy Manahan, okay, Johnny Longfeather, okay, and everybody else is called.
You have
the Uber
13 driver. Minutes left.
You okay, well, I would say good night. Good night.
Come on. Oh.